By the way,
yeah.
Speaking of first name basis, speaking of friends, Scotty, I gotta bring this up.
Sure.
So we hosted Out of Bounds yesterday.
Oh yeah, Scott, we got a problem.
We hosted Out of Bounds yesterday here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Yeah.
And we have joked, you know, Corey and myself, and particularly with you, about getting at the address a little too much, right? We talked about this. Yeah, you know, it's public studio. I can get at the address whenever I want, right?
Yeah.
I think we need to stop that policy.
Probably so.
I think we need to stop that.
Did something in particular happen?
It did, actually.
Something in particular did happen.
So I did hear Out of Bounds yesterday. Fill me in.
Oh, we didn't talk about it. I was scared for my life at that point. I'm preparing for the show. Corey goes out to prepare. You know, he uses the facilities downstairs. Mike Gardano, of course, the host of Out of Bounds, goes and uses the bathroom. Yep, He's downstairs. So I'm sitting here doing some work. So this door opens up. All right. And, you know, there's a lot of meetings that go on here, as you know, of course.
Yeah.
Right, right. And someone...
A gentleman.
Gentleman just starts staring at me.
Yes.
And I go, hello?
Right.
Can I help you? Mm-hmm. Starts talking about his fantasy league, week 17. And goes, I go, oh, okay. And I wasn't sure if he was a friend of somebody that was here, right? Like of Mike's, or a boss, whatever. I don't know. I'm being very pleasant, very polite, because I don't know. Right,
a lot of people, you don't know who he is.
Right, there's a lot of people that walk in here that like we're supposed to be nice to. We don't know who they are. You know?
Right.
Right. So he walks in here, starts talking about fantasy, and he goes, "Oh, is Scott Engel on this show?" I go, "No, Scott went home for the day." "Oh, well, I'm in the studio because Scott gave the address, so I'm here to watch the show." I go, "What? You mind if I sit in here inside our studio?
Inside the studio.
Do you mind if I watch the show?" I go, "Okay, sure, hold on." So he puts his one second zone. He puts his briefcase down. I just want to go take a leak. I'll be back. So he leaves the studio. He goes take a leak.
Well, he's gone.
With his bag in here, by the way, just sitting here. So then Corey comes back and Mike comes back and I'm freaking out. Like I don't know who this guy is.
Right.
And his bag's just here. He is gone for like a half hour. I think there's a bomb in his bag.
He comes back.
Really?
Into
so,
the studio.
Who do you think would blow up the? Hold on. Why would someone blow up a fantasy host?
Well, we gave him bad advice.
Exactly.
We gave him bad advice.
Oh, well, yeah. That's legit. I didn't think of that because I don't usually try to give out bad advice.
What happens?
But it happens on occasion, right? Yeah.
So I come back in, and it's this.
Go ahead. Now I'm interested. You got
this,
me in.
This right. Caucasian gentleman. And probably
come on, you have to identify his race?
Well, nice. Yeah, actually, this makes sense.
We thought he might have been. It's better to paint a picture.
You're right, he might have been
from Peking, so this Caucasian gentleman,
you know, probably in his 40s or so,
right.
Comes in with this long black trench coat, like Sting. So now I'm watching this son of a gun because
Sting the wrestler,
I'm like, yeah, Sting the wrestler. So now I'm watching this son of a gun because I'm like,
what's going on?
What the hell is going on? Like, wait, who is this guy? And he's just sitting up there. So we go to our first break, and I'm like, what's up? He's like, hey. You know, like he's supposed to be here. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know, he said he mentioned that he mentioned your name, Scott Engel.
Right.
He said he was an internet radio producer, and you've been on his program before.
Oh.
This dude's name was Steve.
I was going to get the name
Steve
out.
What?
Oh, my bad. Well, I'm sorry.
We don't know. He would not give us his last name.
Yeah, but he was kind of a...
Hold on. Did someone ask and he didn't give it to him?
I was just like, hey, you know, I'm Greg Susser. What's your name? I'm Steve.
Oh, this is even weird.
So, yeah, so, really? You know, he just sits on... Not on the chair.
No.
I offer him the chair. He sits on the damn floor. And he got with his back turned listening to the show.
Yeah,
so he kept like going in his pockets and stuff like that, Scott. You know, only way a person can hurt you is with their hands. So I had my eye on his hands the whole time. So that joke is sitting here for an hour, Scott, and you have to stop giving out the damn address.
Scott, hold on, wait. So as Corey mentions, he doesn't sit on the chair right here. We have two chairs right here in our studio, right?
Yeah.
We have another chair here, just three of us at the desk, another chair right there. He's sitting, looking at the Griswold jersey on the wall, on the floor.
On the floor, Scott.
For an hour. His entire show.
For an hour.
And I'm just sitting here looking
Greg's
at Corey.
Not making this.
I'm looking at Mike. I'm like, what in the F is going on?
We need a bouncer.
This is amazing.
I think we have a dilemma here now.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yep. We have a dilemma here now.
Yes.
I'll explain.
Please.
It.
this is a public studio. It's a showcase. Right. It's historic in fantasy sports history. It's the first and ever only TV and radio studio dedicated to fantasy sports. It's in a public destination, in a hotel, in a restaurant, with windows so people can see in.
In.
So people can see in.
Yes. From
now,
out there.
Yes. When you look at like street level studios, people can, you know, crowd around the glass and watch the show and stuff like that. And I think that's the concept. We don't want to drive people away. But people can't be coming into the studio itself. You yes. know what I'm saying?
There's I gotta be honest, though.
There's an on-air light outside that we had installed, and it should be very clear that only authorized personnel should enter. I think we should welcome people to come down here and watch the show from outside the studio, but to enter in the studio, I think people should have the common sense not to come in the studio. Or at least there should be some
honest,
sort of security
though.
Or some sort yeah. of signage, yeah. you know, or... You know,
he did
it's
mention
funny.
Scott Engel's name.
It's funny that when I tried to go to a private party right next door here, and I work here, that I was told private party, get out. But there's nobody over here guarding our area.
I was saying for a while that we need a bouncer.
I think it is a public studio, but there needs to be a more secure environment.
When we first talked about the studio, and it might have been Nando... that said, oh, we're going to put a couch in there, and if people want to come in and watch for a little bit, they can sit and watch. It'll be very interactive.
What about when the station so the gets bigger? How many people are going to get fit on the couch?
Yeah, but here's the thing. A couch, cool. These chairs, cool. He was sitting on the damn floor.
We just can't let anybody in here. There are people who come in here.
We can't just give everybody the address, Scott.
Oh, all right. So at this point, you know, there were three of us here in studio at the time. Corey Parson, myself, and Michael Cardano. And Mike Cardano joins the program now. Good morning, Mike.
I left there. I was a little queasy. The fact that he had his back to us the whole time made me a little nervous.
Yeah.
I was uncomfortable.
Well, so I wasn't letting this dude. I wasn't letting this dude go without getting some ID.
Okay.
Steve Cervillo.
Oh, giving last names out now, too.
Let's Google this guy.
Yeah.
Cirvello.
All right.
And I got his address.
He works for...
and his phone number and his email address.
I do have his information now. Oh, I have his Twitter account here. I have his job. He's a real person.
We're getting some feedback now. I don't know.
Yeah, Mike, we're getting major happened. Feedback on the line here.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll let you go. You got the guy.
All right, I appreciate it. Do you feel more comfortable now that we know who it is?
No.
Okay. There you go. There you go.
You know, you guys weren't as funny yesterday. Now I can figure it out. Now I figured out what happened.
It makes this show more
this
funny.
Guy. We was watching. I had my eye on this joker. Yeah.
Yeah, like yesterday was like all about business. And we had some weird topics too, right? Which was surprising to me. Now I know. You guys were,
we had a dude in here.
Mine was traveling.
Yeah, we had a dude in here. We didn't know what his deal was. So, we slow down on giving out the address. If you find us, you find us.
That's interesting. He's actually, he's had a lot of wrestling personalities on his show, Tony.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
What if I gave out the address but say, do not enter the studio? You can watch from outside.
I think this guy's a major wrestling fan. Actually.
Oh, so now he's okay.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say that.
I'm actually more worried about him now.
To be honest, I was just about to say the same thing, Scotty. That might went the other way.
That's very interesting.
I haven't found him. Steve Cervillo?
He's got... let's spell this guy's last name out.
Cardano already did it.
Well,
the guy's
going to
sit in the studio.
You're going to do it again?
Yeah.
No. So he's got 670 Twitter followers. I wonder if he tweeted about us last night. No, he hasn't tweeted in a while.
It's so poor.
Gary Colvin said he was Angle. Here to give us a wet willy.
Okay.
Yeah, that was probably it. Angle, I'm surprised Angle didn't call him out for only having 670 Twitter followers.
Yeah, yeah.
Corey, you remember back in the day when we had...
back in the day, that was like 4 months ago.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph on the SiriusXM show.
I heard the story.
The poor guy's first... the first day, and Scott's like, "Man, you only have 400 followers. nobody really listens to your show. Nobody cares about you."
Meanwhile, I'm just following Tony's lead. Like every day during the week, it's like, "What else do we got on this station? Just guys like friggin' Wreck-It Ralph."
So we got crazy people coming into the studio.
My friend Brian on Twitter says, "Don't expect me to come hang out anymore after this. Hashtag no more bagels."
Okay, that's his choice.
No. I think Brian Ambos.
Well, people we know
get other last names out. Unbelievable.
We give him Brian's
people we
name.
Know
not
are
like
okay.
like a million times though. It's nothing new.
Huh. Yeah, people we know are cool.
Brian, you're always welcome.
Just don't come in here and sit on the damn floor
without us knowing you.
Yeah.